A University of New South Wales study shows a new machine learning tool can detect whale calls, potentially transforming how scientists analyse rare and endangered species like the blue whale. The Wire's reporter Ruby Perryman spoke to the study's lead researcher, Ben Jankovic, to find out more.
That was an Australian pygmy blue whale. It might sound strange, but these calls can tell us so much about this endangered species. Ben Jankovic and his colleagues at the University of New South Wales have been working on a method to detect whale calls in a faster, easier way.
It was kind of developed out of necessity. We sort of started out wanting to do a long-term ecological study of changes in blue whale song. We've got a relatively newly discovered population of whales that we're looking at. So we moved on to looking at some machine learning stuff. The model ended up working really quite well, but when trained on only a data set built from just one single example of the target whale call.
And whereabouts are the whale populations that you're looking at?
We've demonstrated this detector on the Antarctic population of the blue whale, and then this newly discovered population, the Chagos population of the pygmy blue whale. They live in the central Indian Ocean.
So before this new tool, detecting the whale calls has been pretty time consuming. Can you explain how whale calls are typically looked at?
So dating right back to the beginning of this field, looking at long recordings of, you know, ocean noise, people would just go through the recordings listening and manually mark out the timestamps where they heard a whale song, which is obviously, you know, super manual and time consuming. Moving forward in time a little bit, people started looking at the audio represented as an image, something called a spectrogram, and the amount of sound is illustrated with color. Then there are some sort of like automated methods, which kind of work okay, but then you might miss a whole load of whale songs, or you might get a whole load of false positives. Perhaps, you know, there's been an iceberg calving event falsely triggering the detector. So machine learning techniques are like the kind of next step in evolution of these techniques that where hopefully you end up getting fewer false positives and fewer false negatives.
And it sounds like it's a lot faster and easier.
Yeah, we can analyze with our method a 4-hour recording in about 2 minutes.
So what can we learn about blue whales from their calls?
They can teach us all sorts of things about what we refer to as culture, which might not be a word that people are used to hearing used when describing animals, but we've found that they do actually pass certain aspects of their calls, both onto their young and then sometimes between different populations. We can also use their calls to study how they move about, how they migrate. We can use them to try and infer things like population density, kind of the health of a population. Yeah, all sorts of stuff.
So this new tool is more energy efficient than other training models. Do the benefits outweigh the power that it uses to run it?
AI, so you know, ChatGPT and things like that, that's extremely energy intensive. And there's a lot of electricity and water involved in using those sorts of models. This sort of thing is much smaller in scale, but it does involve still a kind of a non-trivial energy cost. And for like smaller research teams who might not have large budgets, this model it can be trained on a consumer laptop in a single day. So yeah, it's quite a bit more efficient.
Mm-hmm. Why should everyday Australians care about insights into blue whale calls?
I mean, blue whales are an endangered species, and it's estimated that there might still be as few as perhaps 5,000 to 10,000, maybe. They're just hanging on. And they're a critical part of the ocean food web. So if they disappear, the food web collapses, and that means fish stocks disappear. So apart from pure conservation motivations and just wanting to make sure that these amazing animals are still around, there's also some concrete reasons for humans why we should care. Because if they disappear, there's no more fish and chips.
I think that'd get a lot of people on board.
Yeah.
So how could this new tool change the way that we look at animal cultures more broadly?
Any animal that is scarcely recorded can do with you know, a detector so that we can gain then more recordings, look at how their vocal behaviors might change over time, how their, you know, geographic distribution might be changing. And this system means that we can do automated call detection even when we have just maybe one or two recordings. There are whale species that have only been recorded one or two times ever.
Ben Jankovic there, speaking to The Wire's Ruby Perryman.